Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's no need to look outside, 'cause you'll know it's just fine, fine, fine.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, Down Darker Trails edition. Featuring Abel Morrison as Tennessee Twister.
Yeah, job is to catch bandits, bring them in, put them in the ground, doesn't matter.
Alex Morrison as Duck Carliday. Dex when determining contact. Oh, I can't talk today. Sam Morrison as Paul McGruff.
For my one daughter, she's my bride and joy.
Bride and joy.
Donovan Ballard as Dallas Donronimo.
For Mother America.
Seth Morrison as Massachusetts Marvin.
Yeah, because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Your game master, the keeper of arcane lore for this session, Peter Morrison. Now grab onto some dice and your six-shooter. Let's ride.
But they took my sister. Please, please, rescue my sister.
What's your sister's name?
My name is Jens Malin. My sister's name is Jennifer Malin.
Wait, your name is Jen?
Yeah, I mean, it might be Jans.
Both named Jen?
What kind of freak parents do you have?
My sister's name is Alice. Alice Mellon. My name is Jens Mellon.
Your name is still Jen Mellon.
It might be Jens
that's
Mellon.
Named after a patron.
It's a patron, yeah. Like J-E-N-S. I don't know where they're from. Or
I'm
like,
assuming it's Jens.
It's Jens. My name is Jens Mellon. My sister Alice was taken by them bandits. Please.
I'm so sorry, Jens. I'm writing all this down. I'm a newspaper man, see? And I'll make sure that your name gets in here and you're remembered as a hero.
That's all well and good, but I'd rather be... You go find my sister.
You know why they took your sister, right?
He dies in your arms.
Jens, no!
All right, so Jens is dead.
Jeez.
What now?
Sorry, patron.
I mean, he was salvageable. Seth failed his.
Just be aware, for all the NPCs, your name is picked at random. For an NPC.
You can
but
blame
if it's
me.
Picked by Pete, you'll die right away.
Yep.
We're not playing favorites here. No way, Fleming Blitzer's still alive.
Yeah.
He's
Fleming.
Just chilling in the front.
Yep.
He's still blitzing.
It's probably because Blitzer.
That's right.
pays more in Patreon.
So, all right, so
the more you pay, the longer the longer you live.
The longer you live. Okay, so as you're
we are not in any way threatening anyone.
As Jens Mellon dies in your arms, Massachusetts Marvin, Duck Carliday, you run around to the back of the train, and you can see that the bandits are making their way towards the mountain range. What do you do?
Making my way to the mountain range.
How far away are they from me?
Guys.
Yeah. What? We're singing.
They're probably about, I mean, not that much time has passed. They're probably, the closest guy to you is probably 40 yards. And they're stretched out in front of one another. So the closest guy to you is probably 40 yards away. The farthest guy from you is probably 100 yards away.
And then who else is out at the back of the train here? There's Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas Donronimo just throat punched that guy to death. Tennessee Twister is in the back part of the train. But he's kind of in the middle, like in between the seats. He basically ran into the rear car, saw the guy get on his horse, and then fired from there. So he's there as well. And then Pa McGruff is still out cold.
He's bold.
But doesn't he get to make a con roll?
Don't I get to make a con roll?
A con roll.
When it's
a
your turn, again.
All right, I'll just come back around and talk to Dallas and Tennessee. We're hanging out back here.
Okay, Pa McGruff, go ahead and make a con roll. Actually, I'm not going to make you make a con roll. Like, the action is over. You can wake up.
Oh. I look for my daughter. Is she still there? Or did she get stolen by a bunch of bandits?
Your daughter is nowhere to be seen.
She got taken! Oh, I'm going to turn into Liam Neeson. Find you. And
where's
I will kill
daughter?
You.
Where's my daughter?
Good luck.
I went to sleep as Paul McGruff. But now I woke up as Liam Neeson.
I will find them. And I will kill them.
Okay, so as you guys kind of congregate in the back of the train, there's a bunch of people kind of meandering about. They're all kind of in a panic. Notably, there's the beardy dude with a shot leg and a poncho. There's two dudes who literally haven't moved from their seats. They look like they're in their mid-50s. They're sitting next to each other. They look like they're in pretty good health, but they both have these large walking staffs that they're just holding on to, haven't moved at all. As you guys congregate there, another person comes from farther up on the train. Like he enters the back car. He's pretty old, maybe mid-70s. He's got kind of wispy white hair. He's got more of that growing from his ears than he has from his scalp. He's got a gray waistcoat with a pocket watch chain dangling from the front pocket. So that's kind of the cast of characters you got there, aside from you guys.
The back of the train did not tip over, just the front did, right?
It didn't tip over, it just derailed.
Gotcha.
So, am I in any position to see the bandits riding away so I can just kind of get a head count?
Nah, you're outside.
Yeah, you you walk up and you can look out the window, and you can see that they're pretty far away, but you think you count eight bandits.
I count eight bandits, and yep. I look at the one in the dirt, and I see the one up halfway up the train, which makes 10 bandits, right?
Yep.
And is there one bandit missing?
What do you mean?
No, there's two.
When they first rode in, there was six from the west and five from the east. So did you just mess up, or?
All right, you're right. There are 9 bandits riding away.
Well, I just wanted to make sure there ain't one hiding out in the car with me.
No, that's fair. That's 100% fair. Yeah, there are 9 bandits riding away.
All right. Okay, so there's 2 horses, right? Tennessee Twister, grab a horse. I'll grab this horse.
Right. Go ahead.
No, I'm just coming around the back of the train. I see. What do you guys look like as I come back around to see you?
I look like an Indian.
Let's see. Jeez. My appearance is pretty ugly. So
pretty generic.
I'm pretty good size. I'm 75. So what would that put me like 6'2"?
Yeah.
Damn it, I'm short.
Donovan just barely noticed.
Oh my god.
His size is 40.
I'm a little Indian boy.
Yeah. Little Indian boy.
My appearance, however, is 65.
You're as handsome as me.
I'm rounded up, it's like we're a solid 7. Mustache.
I'm a creepy little bastard, dude.
I want to say
mustache.
Well, one of
Why
you
do
is
so much power?
Scars. A couple of scars on my face. I'm not the prettiest.
The missionary, when I rolled the missionary that we didn't play, his appearance is 25.
Jesus. He ain't converting anybody with his look.
It's a face only God could love.
and his mother.
Nope, not even his mother.
All right, I come around the back of the train. I tip my hat to the guys standing there. I'm wearing a cowboy hat and a duster. I got a big old bushy mustache.
Whoa.
Handsome.
Great big bushy beard.
Never mind, go ahead.
Handsome gentleman, chiseled jaw. Quite a fine physique. Tall, dark. I'm like a living, breathing Marlboro man.
So I see Duck come around the corner and I point my bow and arrow at him and say, "Stop! Who are you?"
Whoa, there. Hey there, partner. Just thought maybe I could come lend a hand back here. Saw them banditos coming back here around to the back of the train, so...
Excuse me, you said you came back here to lend a hand. You look over and the beardy dude with the poncho with the hole in his leg is talking to you.
I was riding up front of the train. I thought maybe they'd come for the safe and saw them heading back this way, so...
Yes, if you're back here to lend a hand, I could 100% use you lending a hand. Hi, my name is Brock Birch.
My favorite Pokemon tree.
Thank you. Those bandits took my daughter. Now, I know I don't look like much, but I've actually made quite the fortune training animals to fight other animals back east. Thought I'd bring my business out here. That was clearly a mistake. They took my daughter, and I am willing to pay a king's ransom to get her back. If you'll go after my daughter...
Business?
What?
Thought you'd bring your business out here and it didn't work out. Is that your daughter's name? Business?
Yes. Business Birch.
She's a real Birch.
But anyway, I'm willing to pay a king's ransom to get her back. If you get my daughter and bring her back, $500, $1,000 is all yours.
How much are we talking in rubles?
$500,000?
Yes, $500,000. I will pay anything to get my daughter back. She is my bride and joy.
Hey, I too, help me find my daughter.
I'd go after her myself, but as you can see, when I tried to stop those bandits, they put a pretty good-sized hole in my leg. Just keep that other guy away from me. He doesn't seem to know what he's doing.
Tennessee Twister.
If that's his name, yes. But you don't know his
Don
name.
Yeah, Don Ronimo. Maybe we should round up a few more people, get a posse, and head after them bandits.
Well, we got two horses. So you have one. I have one. So be it.
Is there two horses right here?
Oh, yeah. There's another one farther up there from where one of the bandits got shot off.
So there are, theoretically, there's two horses.
And I took one.
Horses?
There's two horses.
Don't see.
So if you guys happen to look out the east windows, that horse is no longer there.
But there's one horse.
So there's one horse, yeah.
Don Ronimo, I think we're going to have to go
on foot. Isn't there a girl on the ground from...
Yes, there's a girl on the ground.
Maybe we should help her first.
That's probably good.
Is that?
Oh, she's unconscious. Daughter, I found her. Here you go. That'll be $500,000.
This is my daughter. This is somebody else's daughter.
Give him the money now. He found your daughter.
There you go. Good to go.
Is your name Business?
Oh, that's my daughter. A lady from up farther in the train.
All right, that'll be $500,000.
I come barreling out of the train. My daughter's gone. My daughter's missing somewhere. Please, have you seen my daughter? She's about yay high. She's 10 years old. Name's Final.
She's wearing a wedding dress.
We're in the wedding dress.
We have a.
Now that they've legalized marriage out here,
Wes. I don't like this joke.
Yeah, we need to put the kibosh on this.
New joke. I never said bride and join. You guys heard what you wanted to hear.
We seem to have a fair few missing daughters here.
Please,
mine in the
someone
same.
Help me. Help me. I'll pay you $500,000.
What I want to know is why would they take the girls and leave the safe? Anybody got any insight
into this? That's a great question. They didn't tell me when they shot me into my daughter.
Trafficking. Is there another guy back here that been shot?
The dead guy.
Hey, what was your name there?
Dead guy?
Tennessee Twister.
Tennessee Twister. Are you a cop?
I'm a Pinkerton.
Oh, better than a Stinkerton agent, I would say.
They're always sticking their fingers where they don't belong.
All right, we'll take a look at this here bandito. I want to go over, take him, flip him over, take a look at him. I don't know, maybe there's something on him. You look for these. You're basically a cop. Is this you know this face? Is he a wanted man? A member of any kind of gangs or anything?
Go and poking, searching, look around, look at his face, see if there's anything I recognize.
Look for any symbols drawn on his body.
Yeah, anything about him, like, you know how some gangs will all wear like a red bandana or something to show they're part of, like, you know. Certain bandit groups.
Yeah, he...
You know, like the Bloods and the Crips.
Oh, that's old.
Nothing about him seems particularly noteworthy. He just seems like any run-of-the-mill cowboy you'd see in Santa Fe or any other town. It's actually kind of noteworthy for you in and of itself, Tennessee Twister, because a lot of these bandit groups do have things like that, and there's nothing about him that ties him to any known group that you would have expected. Based on your background and your knowledge of who's been robbing the trains and what they've been doing.
Well, someone help me with this girl already.
Yeah, you already put her in the train, and the lady said, "Oh, that's my daughter."
Tennessee, you have a...
Is she okay? Yeah,
you hear about any gangs that go around taking off with girls?
No, this is a first.
Ignoring safes full of money.
Sounds like the plot of a movie.
Seems like this is the first.
Y'all young, pretty, and fresh, keep your mind.
I heard of these then. I heard of this gang, the Pot of Bees. Seven Brothers.
Smells like frankincense in here.
Well, I think we need to start going after the girls. I will track them right now.
Should we go after the bandits, or how far away are we from Santa Fe?
Did I find any ammo on that guy?
Same thing. You found 4 speed loaders.
I don't have, like, any amount of ammo in my inventory. I'm assuming since this is a pulp, I have essentially unlimited ammo. Like
that is correct. Yeah.
Classic action movie.
Well,
yep.
All right, then.
I mean, I still got to reload.
I will make you guys reload, but you basically have unlimited ammo.
Okay, right, well, I'm not going to worry
about it. Mr. Indian Man, could you put your ear to the ground and see if you can hear where they went?
Duh. I put my ear to the ground.
Hey, Mr. Indian Man, I don't recognize that
That's
tribe
me.
You from.
The Don Ronimo tribe.
That's an interesting accent you got there.
Really?
He's setting you up, dude.
Yep.
What's so interesting about my accent?
Where are you from?
It's just not very familiar from any of the Native American tribes.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
See, I was raised by Native Americans after they killed my white parents.
What's your name again, Mr.?
Well, I've read that book.
My name's Duck. Duck Carliday.
Your name is Duck?
Yeah.
Like Quack Quack Duck?
Yeah, like Quack Quack Duck.
Okay. so my accent has nothing to do with anything right now. I don't know
you. Name's Duck, like Duck, or you're gonna get shot.
Soviet.
Soviet? Soviet Russia?
Listen, comrade. Right now. I'm tracking the girls right now with my ears. So here we go.
Okay. Dallas. That's a what are your Indian ears here?
All right.
I just rolled a.
All y'all.
Hold on.
Want to go after them girls?
Shut your damn mouth.
I sure do.
I just rolled a 28 out of 90. That's a hard success.
Okay, so you can tell by the horse tracks in front of you that the girls were taken to the east and the mountains.
I also can still see them riding away from
where
us.
They're still riding away.
Let's go.
Yeah, you can see.
All right, all of y'all want to go with us?
I think maybe we should
put some of these bandits in the ground. Let's round it up and make a posse and let's head out.
All right, Mr. Birch, I'll take
you. I'm with you, Pinkerton.
Take you up on your offer. Just so happens to be that's exactly my price, $500,000.
I'm going to go put a few bullets in their Stinkertons.
So I double-check all my equipment. I'm going to grab whatever we need here off the train, you know, in case we're out there overnight. Get some bedrolls and matches, some camping gear just in case. We got one horse, we can pack it up with some stuff.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Throw some
grab
gear
stuff.
And supplies on the horse.
I do have some gear.
All right, seems reasonable. Bedrolls and extra guns, whatever you guys want
to
do.
So we need to load up the horse, and we'll use the horse as transportation for our things.
Do we have any dynamite?
Unlimited dynamite. Roll a d6.
Massachusetts.
The nearest town.
Massachusetts Marvin, would you like to answer that question?
No, I would not, sir.
Okay.
So any of y'all around here, you guys know anything about a gang around here that goes around stealing women's, aside from the pot of peas?
I think I may know a little something about that.
Now, who the hell are you?
What is that? What is that?
That's the old guy with the wispy white hair growing from his ears.
I don't know specifically. My name is Louis Lesnack. I'm the conductor of this here train. But I've been a native to this here part since I was a boy.
Can anybody speak bumpkin? Can't understand what this guy's
saying. All right, roll language.
Roll for bumpkin.
Let me tell you, as the conductor of this here train, let me tell you exactly what happened, because I've done a lot of research so that I can speak to this. So anyway, there was...
Did you have some cheesy poofs up there in the,
Dude, you just ruined my voice.
You must be thinking of the midnight meat train. Let's see, this is the midday meat train.
Yes, I don't have no cheesy poofs. But anyway, give me them cheesy poofs. I don't have no cheesy poofs.
Are you Cartman's grandpa?
I am.
Louis Lesnack Cartman.
That's my name, Louis Lesnack Cartman.
Do you have a trapper keeper?
Screw you guys. I am both a trapper and keeper of animals. So anyway.
I am the trapper keeper of our kingdom.
What happened was they set an explosive charge on the tracks up ahead. There was no way to avoid them. It derailed the train. We are still all connected, as you can see here, because, as you can see, meh.
Calm down, old man.
However, we do carry some skids that help us re-rail the train on minor.
Skid marks?
Yes. We respect my authority. where was I? Oh, yeah. That help us re-rail the train on minor derailments, but we're far off the tracks. We're going to have to send somebody to Santa Fe, which is still a fair distance, and then they're going to have to bring a wagon out with the proper equipment to get this train re-railed.
Do you have any of your livestock on this train, or horses, or anything we can ride or carry our packs? We've only got the two horses here, and I'd love to get that posse rounded up and head out as soon as possible.
No, you actually only have the one horse. I have my assistant train conductor that already took the other one. He's riding into Santa Fe right now to get us some help.
Okay, I shoot him with my boomstick.
Okay, he's dead.
Not the conductor.
Anyway, you were mentioning the bandits. We have not... I mean, we've had a fair amount of bandits, just different kinds. Those canyons up there in them mountains are, perfect hiding spot for the bandits themselves. Aside from the fact that people say they're haunted, of course, those crazy locals.
Those Sangre de Cristo mountains?
That's them, yep, right up
Sangre
there.
Sangre de Cristo
mountains.
Oh man, I sound more and more like Cartman by the second.
Right there up by
Sangre
Wheeler Peak.
De Cristo.
They say there's a monster that lives up in those canyons.
The Blood of Christ Mountains.
But they have a saying, if the bandits don't get you, the monsters will, I tell you.
That's a funny joke, haha.
Thank you. I've been working on it for years.
I can tell. It's very funny.
All right, I guess maybe we should,
It's 1820.
Maybe we should get this posse on the move before
let's head them up and move them out, guys.
Let's go.
If you were to look up there, I mean, there's not a whole lot up in those mountain ranges, except for, there are some old silver mines. I don't know exactly where they've been gone for a long time, but there's also the old Martin Ranch. That's been, abandoned for who knows how long. I think the last time the Martins were seen was back when I was a boy. They used to come into town in Santa Fe, and then they stopped showing up. Never one ever saw them again. So that might be a place where the bandits might hold up. If I were a bandit and I was to go up into those, monster-infested hills, that's at least shelter.
What kind of monsters are they people saying they're seeing up in these mountains?
Oh, people. Sometimes it's the Wendigo, and other times they say it's the Chupacabra, and other times, I don't know, it's... I don't pay much, never mind, to those stories of monsters.
All right, should we go? Clippity-clap on the horses.
We have one horse. We're all going to ride on it together.
Well, we
totem
can...
Pole.
Totem pole.
We're going to totem pole and ride the horse.
Hey, Don Ronimo, you probably know all about that, don't you?
Son of a bitch, do not talk about my culture like that ever again. You understand me?
All right, let's head him up. Let's go.
Yeah.
Who's coming along?
I'm coming. I gotta go find my daughter.
Which way did you say that Martin Ranch was?
Yeah, it's just up. I'm not sure exactly where it is. I've never been there myself. But if you go up through the
vague directions.
Yeah, in vague directions, you go through the canyon. It's one of those canyons. There's several canyons there in that mountain range. It's through one of those canyons, and then I think it's slightly to the north. They're a good 50 mile out from Santa Fe.
You said it's been abandoned for a little while.
Yeah, people say that the monsters got them, of course. But they probably, the Martins were very... they kept to themselves a lot. They were one of the first settlers of this area. Came maybe a century or two ago. That old Philo Martin.
Philo?
Some old codger wanted to raise his big old family in luxury out here. But away from the riffraff, of course, that was the rest
Philo's
of us.
Your daughter.
They say the monsters got them, but they probably just inbred themselves into death. If you know what I'm saying. They had those crazy inbred eyes.
One of those potapies kept stealing women's.
Yeah, they ran out of...
Is that where Paul McGuffin was going with his daughter?
We got an abandoned ranch up here in the canyons. Sounds like it might be a good spot for a gang hideout.
That's what I would think.
Then let's go, okay?
Oh, balls. I just dropped my book.
Okay, I'm going to track him. I tracked him very successfully with a hard success.
He did, and it's clearly the direction that those horses are... Oh, wait, I don't need to talk like that.
Currently riding.
Currently riding. Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You guys make what looks like a relatively short journey from the derailed train toward the nearby mountain range, and the dust and debris that forms an obvious trail left by the bandits, but that Don Ronimo still rolled to track. But as the railway and the train shrink in the distance behind you, the mountain range in front of you never seems to grow any larger or get any closer. Strangely though, as the sun crests the zenith over your heads, which happened earlier, beating down on your exposed skin, the heat and the fatigue you feel is not the thing that's foremost in your mind. Because with every step you draw nearer to the mountains in front of you, an unmistakable feeling of dread trickles farther up your spine, lurking ever closer to your heart. And finally, after what seems like an eternity, and what in reality is several hours, you reach the foothills of the enormous mountain range in front of you. But as you left the plains and soft sand became hard dirt, and hard dirt became long green grass, the trail that was so clear when you began your journey seems to have vanished among the soft ground and waving trees. Alright, now I want you to make a track roll.
Okay. I just did a 28 again.
Yeah, you're up, Dallas.
I did a 22 this time. I'm glad I rolled. That's a very hard success.
Okay, so as you guys approach the mountain range, you're kind of walking parallel with the mountains, and you see there's a few canyons that lead you in deeper into the mountain range. You rolled a hard success, right? You see one of the mountain, or one of the canyons, you start to see a narrow canyon, and you find some more horse tracks, bent branch here. The grass looks a little more matted. And because you rolled a hard success, you see to the right side of the narrow canyon, you find a very hard to spot single file ledge with some dirty hoof prints leading up to it. It goes along the side of the canyon, but kind of at an elevated point above the canyon floor.
Boys, do you see that very hard to see trail, single file trail on the mountain canyon?
No. Oh, you mean that one right there, and it's really hard to see?
Yes, that one right there.
I see it.
Yeah, so I think they went up that very hard to see single-file mountain canyon trail.
I think you might be right. Guys, I think they might have gone up this very hard to see single-file mountain trail.
Okay, let's get into duck formation.
How could you do a flying V?
Not a flying V.
Got you, Carla Day.
I'm not Carla Day.
I wasn't talking to you, was I? I was talking to duck. Anyways, let's go.
Okay, so are you guys going into the canyon along the canyon floor with the wider path, or are you going to take the high road?
I said we take the high road, and then that way we can have...
There it is. Depends on how fast you want to get to Scotland.
So where did where did you see the tracks going?
Up the trail. There's a single file trail up the right side of the canyon.
And that's where the tracks go?
That's where the tracks go.
Okay, so that's the high road?
That's the high road.
So the canyon and the high road both go in the same direction. It's basically down the canyon, but there's a high road along the canyon wall that's higher up.
And that's where the horse tracks led?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I say we keep following the tracks.
That's what I said. Tell it, Tennessee Twister.
Yeah, down in Ronimo.
Let's go.
Let's head it out. Although I want to look around, see if I can see any bandits hiding, trying to pick us off.
Okay, so you can go ahead and roll a spot hidden. This is before you're entering the canyon.
I roll spot hidden too. Damn it.
Oh, dang. I'm on a roll today. I rolled a 2.
Dang.
All right. Sorry to waste your awesome success, but there are no bandits waiting for you. Actually, as you enter the canyon and you go up onto the high road, you do notice something with your extreme success. On the ridge, or I guess the ledge to the left of you, you see a blood splatter. And then right up ahead of you, you see a blood spatter. And then right up ahead of you, you see a streak of blood, almost as if something or someone was dragged along the ledge.
Okay. Yikes. Blood. Somebody's injured.
Hey, Paul McGruff, this look like your daughter's blood?
Oh, no, it's exactly the same color as her blood. Red. What are we going to do? I don't know what I'd do without her. The rest of my family all died, and she's all I got left. She's my pride and joy.
Here's that, oops.
Oh, no.
Here's that blood splatter.
Don't worry, Paul McGruff. We'll get her back.
It's her. I know it's her.
You just better, just the thing you really got to worry about is if you're going to have the $500,000 to give me so that I'll give you your daughter back.
Don't worry.
Find her.
Don't worry. It's yours. Help me find her. It's yours.
Is this the blood or is this like a pile of brains that we found?
Yeah, it's a bloody trail.
That's a lot of blood. Oh.
What's our marching order along this single trail?
You want to follow the trail of blood?
You want us to scoop some of this up?
No, there's a
budget.
I mean, it's kind of a trail of blood leading farther, deeper into the canyon.
All right.
Yeah. What's our marching order? Dallas, you want to lead the way?
Flying V.
Single file. Totem pole.
Son of a bitch, I told you not to talk about my culture. But yes, we're going to have to do the totem pole to do this trail, so let's get on top.
Everybody draw their guns.
As long as you've authorized it, Dallas.
You're damn right I did. Okay, let's go!
All right,
so we all
from
climb
Mother
on top
Russia,
of each other's
I'm
shoulders.
America!
All right, so you guys totem pole for some reason. And
Single file
along the ledge. And as you get deeper into the canyon, the ledge, and you follow that blood trail, the ledge kind of opens up a little bit. It's a little bit wider. Not quite flying V size, but, you know, maybe 2 or 3 people across. The trail of blood just keeps getting wider, and it leads deeper and deeper into the canyon. With every step you take, the ground becomes a little more saturated. A deeper shade of crimson marks the path, and the rock begins to feel a little bit tacky and wet, until you start to wonder how there could possibly be this much blood.
So I bend down and I take some blood in my finger and taste it and spit it out and say, ugh, orc blood. Is it orc blood?
It's not orc blood.
Dallas, is that orc blood?
Unfortunately, no, it's not orc blood.
Is it man flesh?
It's man flesh.
Okay, so finally, as you're following this trail, you approach on the side of the rock ledge an obviously disheveled boxwood bush. You see a spur glinting out of its green leaves, pointing up from the top and glistening in the sunlight. And then from the spur, you see a connected boot, the sole also pointing upward toward the sky. And connected to the boot is a leg. And finally, when you're fully standing next to that boxwood, you see the crumpled up form of a man, tossed haphazardly into the foliage. You don't have to check to see if the man is dead. You can already tell by looking at him. because on what remains of his chewed and gouged head, there is no longer a face. I want you all to make a sanity roll, except for the guy who doesn't give a crap.
Whoa. Except for this guy's fake, see?
Stupid.
Yeah, guy's dead.
He's fake. Wait, he's fake? Massachusetts Marvin?
Yeah, he's fake, because it's a bootleg.
I rolled a 16, and my sanity is
he's a bootleg
85.
Copy.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
I don't give a damn about this man.
Your jokes tonight, buddy.
That was a really bad joke. I got an 07 out of 70.
Right. I got a 96.
So. Okay, roll 1d4, Massachusetts.
Tennessee Twister.
I got a 4. Off.
That's what it looks like. Looks I said like his head.
Is meat.
His head was chewed and gouged. But the face is basically gone.
So I would like to cast my spell right now for deflect harm.
Okay, go ahead.
What spell?
Donovan has a spell.
He's got a spell.
Okay, so it takes one magic point.
Got some magic over there.
So how do I roll this?
You do a power roll.
A power roll, okay. Dang, 85.
Negates physical attacks by expending magic points equal to HP that would be lost.
Okay, I spend 3 luck to get a success.
Okay. I'm just gonna... Alex, correct me if I'm wrong, but usually you have to have a hard success on your first power roll for a spell, right?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, if you're rolling it like he has known this for a long time.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I'm just gonna play like I assume you you came into the scenario with this. You used it, so I'm gonna allow it. You successfully cast Deflect Harm, so you are now imbued with Diamond Skin.
Is that what that is? Because it kind of is that the same spell?
It negates physical attacks by expending magic points equal to HP that would be lost.
Oh, wait. Maybe that is the same spell.
It kind of sounds like you cast it and it deflects the damage that's coming at you.
Oh, so I can't just use it right away?
That's what I took it to mean, yeah. But
did you change the name of the spell, Pete?
No.
Or is that the one?
That's what it was called. It was called Deflect Harm.
So it negates physical attacks by expending magic points equal to
yes.
HP.
So I'll go ahead and let you ready the spell. You have been imbued with it, but if you get attacked, you're gonna have to use magic points to deflect however many hit points you lose. Does that make sense?
All right. Good.
Seth, did you roll D4 on sanity loss?
I did. I got 4.
Oh, balls.
Whoa.
Okay, so lose 4 sanity. So you guys are standing there next to the dead guy.
How you feeling about these thrills now, Massachusetts
staff.
Marvin?
Well, I just figured we'd keep going. Yeah, it feels great.
Cool story.
All right, let's keep going. Totem pole style up this trail.
Well, can we take a look here at this chewed up, gnawed on dude to see?
No, you may not.
This guy attacked by a bear or something? Hey, Dallas, you see any, animal tracks? Does he just, use him to, fend off a bear or a mountain lion or something?
So I'm looking at this and his face is completely chewed off with something that has teeth.
Yeah, but do you see any bear tracks or any kind of tracks
let me roll a track to see if I see any tracks. Here I go. Okay, 17. That is a extreme success. What tracks do I see?
So up ahead, probably 25 yards on the canyon floor, you see definite signs of large disruption among the foliage. Trees have limbs bent back, broken.
How high up on the trees?
Pretty high.
Okay.
Pretty high, at least 10 feet.
All right, if you guys notice the trees that are close to us, the branches are very terribly destroyed, very high up, at least 10 feet. So we're dealing with some monster. yeah.
Like some kind of pterodactyl came swooping down.
Yeah, for sure. We're dealing with the pterodactyl
looks
for sure.
Looks to me like maybe it's some owl bears.
Owlbears.
Anyway, do I see any footprints or anything like that? Like,
do we detect an inordinate amount of smoothness?
So you don't see any, like, recognizable footprints from something like an animal that you would recognize. Everything on the canyon floor below that looks disturbed is too big to be any kind of animal that you would have noticed or seen before.
Okay, I do not recognize these tracks, comrades. I apologize. But I do know what is out there is very large and in charge.
All right, well,
we better keep moving. I don't want to stay in one place.
Probably best to proceed with caution.
All right.
Yeah, ready. Keep your eyes peeled.
Ready your boomsticks.
Okay, so you guys keep moving along the canyon trail. When not, you cover those 25 yards and then 30 yards, and then not too far beyond that, very obviously, you're walking along the canyon floor, you guys see something that you have never seen the like of in your lives.
Well, it's tiny. I can kill it. That's way
it's
small.
An elephant.
But two.
That's fine. I can step on the. What the?
Mother fudging dragons.
Oh no, guys. These are dragons.
It's a dragon. A dragon.
Gonna
I
need
really
you
saw
all.
A dragon.
The creatures are enormous. They're stretching out about 15 feet when fully erect. But they hunch forward, and they have long serpentine bodies, almost like an enormous snake with skeletal arms and legs jutting out from its trunk. Jagged claws mark both its hands and feet. And at this point, it seems pretty obvious what destroyed that dude's head. I'm going to need all of you to make a sanity roll, including Abe, the cold-blooded guy. Most of your sanity guarding is like human-related stuff. But this is pretty freaking terrifying.
I failed.
I rolled a 2.
I failed, see?
Really?
Yeah, I also failed.
Anybody who failed, I want you to roll a d8.
Oh.
Dang.
I succeeded.
D8.
I succeeded.
I succeeded.
I got 7.
Mother America will be proud.
So, also, guys, you can spend luck to cut down on your sanity loss, if you saw that.
Really?
Yeah, on your second page, down on the bottom, right?
Yeah.
You can half your sanity loss. Uh-huh. It costs sanity loss times 2 luck. So basically, twice as much luck to cut the sanity loss in half.
One thing I should have mentioned earlier that I want to give you guys a heads up on. Major enemies in Pulp Cthulhu also are allowed to spend luck. So if you run into kind of a major boss, they can spend their luck just like you can.
That's dumb.
Oh my gosh.
You lose 8.
I lost 7.
You could spend some luck to cut it in half.
I only have 50 luck.
50?
50, yeah.
Really?
Heck. All What's right. the can, threshold for having a sand?
It's 5,
insane?
Isn't it? Is it 5, Alex? What? I think it's 5.
It's 5 for a bout of madness, yeah.
Bout of madness. All right, I'm going to spend some luck to reduce my...
So you've got to spend 8 luck, and you reduce your sanity loss to 4.
4.
Ew.
Seth, how much did you lose?
I lost 7.
Are you going to spend some luck?
No.
Okay, Seth's gonna go ahead and experience a bout of madness. Pulp style. Sorry, I've got a...
Man, Massachusetts Marvin, have you even succeeded on a single roll yet tonight?
I don't think so. Actually, no, I have. Spot hidden. I succeeded on a spot hidden once.
You're what we call in my tribe a failure.
All right, Massachusetts Marvin.
I'm used to it, though.
I need you to roll me a D10. Oh, wait, wait, wait. Sorry, don't roll a d10. You need to roll an intelligence check first. All right. Always forget that spot, or that one.
I got a 76 out of 75.
Oh, so you failed.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, lucky you. You do not experience a bout of madness.
Nah.
All right, so you guys have got two motherfudging dragons creeping along the canyon floor in front of you. They're going the opposite. They're going the same direction as you, so their backs are to you. They do not see you at this point.
Hey, dragon. Drago. Hey, Drago.
Ivan Drago.
If he dies, he dies.
He dies.
That's what I say as I duck down into the weeds.
Yeah, I duck down in the weeds next to Duck.
If he dies, he dies.
Is one of the dragon's names Albie? And is he racist?
Albie, the racist
dragon.
Is he
dragging off a badly burned Albanian boy?
He is. And he sees the Indian boy behind him, and he's...
Uh-oh.
He's got eyes for you.
I don't think any of us are safe. He's racist. And he's a dragon, so basically anything that's not a dragon, he pretty much hates.
That's fair. All right, so what do you guys do?
Keep going up the trail.
Okay, what did you say? You're going to look down in the bushes?
I said I duck down into the bushes next to Duck.
Okay, so you guys are going to stealth your way, try and stealth past?
I'm let them get ahead of ways.
They're ahead of us, right?
Yeah, they're walking in the,
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, but, do you all also see those, and I quote, motherfudging dragons?
Da, yes, I see the dragons.
Is this normal out here? Santa Fe?
Da, it's pretty normal.
Oh, alright.
Okay, so you guys are just gonna wait it out?
No, we're going to stealthily go up the trail and follow the dragon.
Are you stealthily going up the trail?
Go ahead, I'm going to wait until they're gone.
Following the dragons? Is that what's going on?
I don't know if we really want to follow the dragons.
Well, how are we going to get your daughter back?
Well, hell, let's follow the bandits.
This is the same direction the bandits went.
No. All right, we sneakily follow the dragon bandits. Maybe the bandits are the dragons. Shapeshifters.
I'll see you guys later. I didn't sign up for dragons.
I'll pay you $501,000 if you stay.
Sold. Let's do this.
Anyone got a flamethrower?
Alright, are you guys still just waiting it out?
No, we are following the dragons.
We're following at a distance, back. We drop back a little ways. Hold on, Don Ronimo. Let him get a little bit further ahead. We don't want him to see us. Let him chase the bandits.
Okay. Is he chasing the bandits?
No, yeah, they're just kind of plodding along. They're not in any hurry, but they are moving in the same direction as you guys.
Do I still see the hoof prints from the horses?
Yeah, they're in front of you. They're still going the same direction.
All right, boys. I think we follow the hoof prints.
All right, yeah. We'll follow discreetly.
So you guys follow a discreet outside of stealth range distance. Okay, so you guys follow for about 50 yards. And then I'm going to need all of you to make a pow roll.
Something's powing on my brain. Oh, dang, I don't have good pow.
Oh, 15. Extreme success on my pow roll.
Right, my pow's 50.
I got a 38 on my pow out of 70. So that's
74
out
of 85.
I rolled a 10. I succeeded.
Extreme success for Don
Ronimo.
I'm
guessing Massachusetts Marvin probably failed.
For Mother
Extreme
America.
Extreme success for me, too.
Seth, can you hear us? What'd you roll?
Yeah, I rolled. Hold on a
What'd
sec.
What'd you roll?
Jeez, I was checking my pal score, dude.
Oh, jeez.
Seth, what did you roll?
I got a 60.
Seth, tell us.
I got
a 60.
So, who succeeded and who failed?
84. I got an 84.
All right, we all...
Did everybody succeed?
I failed.
I succeeded.
Did everybody except
Marvin
Massachusetts Marvin succeed?
Yeah, I got a 65. No, why am I talking like that? I got a 65, pal, and I rolled an 84. See.
Okay. As you're going along, Massachusetts Marvin fails his pow roll, and so suddenly, the smaller of the two dragons sticks its head up, as if listening to the wind, and then it turns its head around almost all the way back behind itself.
What do dragon eyes see?
And its dragon eyes see Massachusetts Marvin up on the ledge.
Well, you're on your own, Marvin.
And
I kick him off down in the
dragon. Shoot Marvin in the leg with bow and arrow.
I just shoot him. Excuse me, Mr. Dragon, sir. I'd like to interview you for the paper, huh? We got a couple of questions for...
Mr. Dragon shrieks a loud shriek that will be added in post. Massachusetts Marvin, you are the one that was spotted. I believe you have the highest dex.
Dragon.
You get it. Go ahead and go.
I really saw a dragon.
I already did that.
You did?
Does this dragon have teeth? Or is he toothless?
No, I'm not getting that.
He definitely
he
has
said my jokes
teeth
are bad.
And long, jagged teeth and claws. Long,
what's
jagged
wrong
claws.
With my joke?
All right, Massachusetts Marvin, what are you doing?
I don't know.
It's your turn. You've just been spotted by the dragon.
I wave.
Is everybody...
And then I give it the bird. Is it coming after us? Is it running? What's it... It just saw me. Like, why do I care?
Yeah, it shrieked at you. It's turning its body towards you.
How far away is it?
It is about...
2 feet away.
I don't know. How far were you guys following?
You said 50 yards.
Well, we were back quite a ways, trying to stay out of its, you know,
it was out of range. You said a stealth range, so what is that?
Well, let's say about 50 yards, yeah.
Does anybody else have their firearms ready?
Well, guns are ready.
I guess I just moon it. I pull down my pants and I stick my butt at it.
Roll for moon.
And then I...
Oh, hell yeah. He's showing us his butt.
I spank each cheek.
Oh, don't stop.
13. I say, you like what you see, boys.
The dragon dies.
Holy hell.
I win.
That was the weakness. Everyone, your butts.
Moon the dragon at the same time.
Since we're all in totem, is this going to be a challenge to move?
Yeah, everybody turn around for some kind of reverse Care Bear stare.
Oh my gosh.
And by bear, he means bear. Bear buttocks.
A bear care stare.
All right, so you moon it, I guess.
Bare necessities.
Who's got the next highest dex? Is that...
I have 80 dex.
All right, Dallas Don Ronimo.
Is that really what you did,
yeah,
Massachusetts?
Yeah, I mean, what's your plan?
Well,
he mooned it.
Yeah, I mooned it. I mean, they're not really posing a threat. I mean, they look vicious and whatnot, but... It's not even coming towards us or anything, all so right. I don't want to provoke
maybe
it.
They're friendly giant dragons.
Well, I don't want to provoke it. Maybe it just growls at me and then goes on its merry way. If I shoot it, then it'll come attack us. I don't know.
Okay, so I will give you this. It turned and screamed at you, and it begins to move in your direction.
Fast and, like, viciously, or just, like,
no,
trot?
No, like... It's not like way fast, but I
it
also like
aggressive.
It appears aggressive, but all your right. turn is before its turn, so I can't tell you what its turn is going to be.
Well, then I pull out my dynamite and light it and throw it at it.
Okay.
Wait, what?
You have dynamite?
Shove it up its butt.
All right. I'm gonna let you go ahead and do that, even though it's kind of faster than normal. Whatever. Roll
then,
throw.
I mean, I can pull it out and light it. That's better.
Yeah. No, go ahead and you can light it and throw it.
All right. Well, I rolled a 13 for my moon. Can I just keep that for my throw?
No, I'm not gonna allow it. You gotta reroll.
All right, 56 out of 70. So success anyway. Eat it.
Oh, 70. What the heck?
You have a 70 throw?
I do.
Homeboy's a major league pitcher.
Okay, so Mr. 70 throw, you light and toss the dynamite at the dragon.
Which we have all learned is the single most important skill in all of Call of Cthulhu. Yes. Throw.
And I say, yep. Fetch.
It lands in front of the small dragon, but it doesn't... Anyway,
does it fetch?
Roll four fetch. Roll four D10s.
Holy moly. Whoa, jeez.
All right. 8 and 2, so that's 10. And then 9 and 6. So, 25.
There goes any stealth that we had if trying to sneak up on bandits and stuff.
So much for the stealthy approach.
Well, if we're dead, then we're very stealthy, I guess.
All right, so you throw the... Oh, you describe what you did.
I throw the dynamite and I say, suck on this, dragon, and eat it. And then it lands right in front of it and explodes it.
It sucks on it and eats it.
Wait, do these things breathe fire? Maybe this is going to give it superpowers?
The dragon takes the stick of dynamite in its mouth after I say, fetch, dragon.
Is it kind of like Godzilla?
It's going to heal it.
All right, so you, your dynamite goes off and it blows the dragon backwards. It does not go down. But now both of the dragons are very unhappy with you. And
I moon them.
Coming after you.
Okay, now I moon them.
This is going to be a very short-lived scenario.
Yep. All right, so now it's Don Ronimo's turn.
Give me another dynamite right now.
There you go, sir. Take my second well, what's your throw?
50.
I'm not going to allow that.
It's,
I mean, I will allow it.
I bend over and my dynamite's sticking out of my pocket.
You're really supposed to take two turns to light and throw dynamite, but since Seth has the quick thing, I kind of gave him a little leeway. I'm not going to let you hand over dynamite, light it, and throw it in the same turn. What you can hand over the dynamite, but that's it.
What if Don Ronimo
and light
pickpockets
it? I will allow
that.
So you can hand it over and you can light the dynamite, but you can't throw it the same turn.
I bend over and it's sticking out of my pocket.
All right,
it's still the same thing.
Is there a scale loose under the left side of the dragon? Because I will shoot it with my arrow in that area.
Okay, go ahead and try and shoot it with your arrow in the left.
All right, I paint his arrow black.
Okay.
Okay, I got the black arrow.
Okay.
And I need someone to stand in front of me so I can use your shoulder as my aiming thing.
Okay, go ahead.
Stand in front of him so he can use my shoulder as an aiming thing.
Okay, here we go. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. 34 out of 80. That's a hard success.
Hard
these
success.
These arrows super suck. Hold on.
Yeah, they're not super tough. I would have gone with the boomstick. But...
Do I not have any damage bonus?
No, because you're tiny. Remember? No. Your
damage
teeny,
bonus
tiny.
Is only on physical attacks.
You can. You actually get it on bows and arrows.
Change your name to Odd Job.
It's what? Half damage bonus.
You get half damage bonus for bow and arrow.
I'm an idiot. Don't listen to anything I say.
I put 4 damage on the dragon.
Yeah, but it goes into the missing scale.
You just made up.
No.
Does he get bonus damage for a black arrow and using my shoulder and
yeah, they rubbed
the scale?
They painted the arrow with black poison.
All right, so who's next?
Yeah, who's next?
I have 90 dex.
Oh, then you should have gone before Donovan.
Don Ronimo.
All right, go ahead, Paw.
Are they close enough for me to 12 gauge it?
No, not even close.
All right, then I'll use my pacemaker, Colt 45, and I'll take triple shots.
They're pretty far away even for that.
Well, then I'm going to moon it.
Pacemaker's
I'll roll
like
for
15
moon.
Yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we can chuck dynamite at it and hurt it.
Yes, because his throw is 70.
So he can throw 70 yards?
70 feet. Or
that,
yards or
that's,
whatever.
He can throw farther than a bullet can fly out of my gun?
No, you just... You
yes.
can still
what
shoot
kind of,
him.
What kind of physics we got going on in this game?
You can... Oh my gosh. You can shoot the bullet. You just have to shoot with a penalty die. And if you shoot 3 times, you're shooting with 2 penalty die because he's so far away.
If you're outside of like your range, I think it increases the difficulty. Like he has to get a hard success.
All right, fine. So if you shoot once, you have to get a hard success. If you shoot more than once, you have to get a hard success, but with a penalty die.
I may as well. I mean,
Okay.
What else am I going to do, moon it?
Are you for me?
All right, I'm doing three shots, and I'm just going for it.
All right.
So, I don't have an extra die, so hold on.
I'm a little worried that we're all going to die, because the baby dragon I killed took 25, and it didn't even die.
I rolled a 4 and a 44.
So success.
Yeah, but it's not a hard success, so it misses.
Oh, yeah, you miss.
So that was shot one. All right, 22 and 72. Dang, that misses. The first, dang, I had two hard successes here.
And you mean two regular successes.
All right, that, I failed. I'll miss all three shots.
Here you are making fun of me, and I blew up the dragon.
I didn't make fun of anybody.
For all my failed rolls. All
right, so Pa McGruff misses all three shots. Tennessee Twister, who looks to be asleep, or Duck Carliday, what are your guys'
You got anything special, Duck?
I just got a gun I can shoot with.
You got a rifle?
Sure do.
All right, well, I'm just going to drop down to a knee, pull out both my six shooters, and take aim, but I ain't going to fire till I get a closer shot.
All right. Take an aim for a turn, you get a bonus die.
Sweet.
Alright, I'm gonna whip out my Sharps rifle. Range of 80, and I'm gonna take three quick shots at that dragon. Killed a lot of things in my time, but I ain't never killed a dragon yet.
Okay.
Seems like a good time to take a start. Alright, so I have one penalty die for three shots.
Yep. Are you shooting the front dragon or the back dragon?
The front dragon, the one that's already been blowed up.
Okay.
Alright, yeah. I drop down to one knee, pull out my Sharps rifle, put it to my shoulder, take a bead on big old dragon number one. How many penalty die do I get?
I think just one.
Just one. On all three shots or just the following shots?
I think the following shots, right?
Okay. All right. First shot. That's a success, a 51 out of 80. Second shot. That's a failure, 91 out of 80. Third shot. That's success, 48 out of 80.
Okay.
So, all right. So the damage for my Sharps rifle is 2d6 plus 2. So for my first shot, that's a 9 plus 2, so 11. Second is 4 plus 2, so 6.
17 total?
So 17 total with that.
Okay.
So I fire, lever off another round into the chamber and do two quick follow-up shots.
All right. I would like you to describe a heroic death for this dragon.
This is cool.
Oh, dang. Okay, so as the dragon is charging towards us in Massachusetts,
how
Martin,
much?
What do you mean,
everything
how much?
It has. Charging towards us, Massachusetts Marvin throws his dynamite. It explodes right in front of it. Blast it. It raises up on its hind legs, shrieking as the arrow comes flying in from Dallas Don Ronimo and happens to knock a scale just on the right side loose. With his arrow opening up, left side, opening up a perfect opening, weak spot in its iron, scaly hide, which gives me a perfect, clean shot for my Sharps rifle to put two rounds directly into its beating heart.
It falls over dead.
Shrieks and falls over.
As it shrieks and falls over dead. But
yeah.
Great shooting.
Its companion, the giant or larger dragon, is now very upset and comes rumbling towards you guys.
Wait, the other one was bigger?
Very wroth.
Yeah, the other one was bigger.
Is it very wroth?
It is very wroth.
Duck, what a great shot.
Okay, so it's coming after you, but it's pretty far away, so you guys will probably get another turn before it reaches you. You better make it count.
You know, they say I'm a quack shot.
Oh, duck, yeah. Tell that dragon to duck off.
So it's charging us?
How much?
How much?
Yes, it's charging you. But it was pretty far away. We'll say 50. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Arkham Files. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to visit our new merch store at www.arkhamrpg.com/shop. We've got a lot of cool stuff there. And last but not least, check us out at patreon.com/TheArkhamFiles. We have a ton of extra bonus content there for our subscribers. See you next time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.